Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As Marshal of the University, it's my pleasure to welcome you to this brief ceremony, the unveiling of the bronze statue of the late, great Senator E.L. Bob Bartlett. When I compiled these notes yesterday, I thought this was the first bronze to be given to the university. Although we have several likenesses in bas-relief on memorial plaques, and I had intended to say, we at the university are indeed pleased that this first bronze honors one of our first students, who later became our first senior senator from the state of Alaska. Unfortunately, I checked my facts with my good and longtime colleague, Dean Earl Beislein, and he informed me that this is the second bronze to be presented to the university. The first was of Felix Pedro, who discovered gold in the Tanana Valley in 1902. And the bronze was a gift of the Italian government on the 50th anniversary of that discovery in 1952. But I'm sure that Bob would not, and Mrs. Bartlett will not, resent being second to Felix Pedro. Indeed, it was his discovery that brought Bob's parents and Vitae's parents to interior Alaska in the first place. So we at the university are pleased that this second bronze honors one of our first students, who later became our first senator from Alaska. Before introducing our speakers tonight, I'd like to introduce some of our special guests. I can't introduce all of the special guests, there are just too many, but these especially I'd like to acknowledge, and they may stand, and perhaps if you withhold your applause till the list is read, it will save time. We'd like to acknowledge the presence of Dr. Mary Hale, the chairman of the Alaska State Council of Arts. Mrs. Hale, Dr. Hale. Of Mrs. Doris Ann Riley, Bob Bartlett's daughter. Mr. William A. O'Neill, president of the Board of Regents. Mrs. Ray Reedy, member of the Board of Regents. Mrs. Edith Bullock, member of the board. Mr. Brian Brundine, member of the board. Dr. Evangeline Atwood from Anchorage. Mr. Elmer Rasmussen, the past president of the board, and Mrs. Rasmussen, and two former vice presidents who are here with us and their wives, Dr. and Mrs. Howard Cutler, and Dr. and Mrs. George Adams. Thank you. We're honored to have with us this evening to deliver the dedicatory address, the presentation, Alaska's Secretary of State. A native of the state of Washington who came to Alaska in 1954 as an officer for the Ketchikan Pulp Company. He moved to Juneau in 1966 when Governor Hickel appointed him Commissioner of Administration. And 2 years later, when Governor Hickel joined President Nixon's cabinet and the then Secretary of State Keith Miller succeeded him as governor, the Commissioner of Administration assumed Alaska's second highest office. I'm pleased to present the Honorable Robert W. Ward, Alaska's Secretary of State.
Thank you very much, Bill. Honored guests, fellow Alaskans. It's a real treat and pleasure for me to be here this evening on this very special occasion. It's always pleasant to be in Fairbanks, but it's a real honor to be in Fairbanks tonight. About a year ago, I was here. Actually, I think it was about the 3rd of May. And since tonight, we are going to review a little history and perhaps make a little history while we're reviewing a little. I think that it might be appropriate to talk just a little bit about a year ago when I was here, since a very recent history. Of course, I was here on the 3rd of May, which was Governor's Day a year ago. But a year ago today, on the 1st of May, we did adjourn a legislative session in Juneau about 4:30 a.m. And we still have one down there, although it started a couple of weeks earlier this year than it did last year. And we're still doing new things today. But it's not all the fault of the legislature, if it is a fault. Some things are really even out of their control. And we do wish them very well in some very trying circumstances. But that's some history, too. But as I came into Fairbanks today and was honored by being able to, immediately upon landing, to take a ride with Tom Olson in a new airplane, a Cessna Cardinal, that something's going to happen with here in the near future, and took a little tour around, some things have happened in Fairbanks in that year that really make quite a remarkable bit of difference. Now, a year ago, I visited this facility with Dr. Wood, along with several other facilities on the university campus, and visited some new things that were happening in Fairbanks a year ago, the 3rd of May. But as we flew over this today, a remarkable campus, that is a remarkable campus in anybody's eyes, this facility is a remarkable part of a remarkable campus. The West Ridge is remarkable. Things that are happening, the hole in the ground over here that is soon going to be the School of Economics and other things, that's remarkable. This facility dominates this particular area of this campus, and it's a remarkable thing. Now, a year ago today, I'd had my boat in the water for a couple of weeks, and I talked to the ROTC awards banquet about the fact that I'd been down to Taku Harbor and seen Tiger Olson, and he said, in Alaska, we have 9 months winter and 3 months mighty late fall. But I'd been through all this, and last night I launched my boat and got it back into town at 10 o'clock from where I had it stored, and then went back and met with the TAPS pipeline people and finished that meeting at about 1 o'clock and got home at 2. But some things are a little bit different. And also, a year ago, the 3rd of May, there were some dandelions and green grass around the university, even though the winter was a little tougher last year than it is this year. Some things are different. Some things are remarkably the same. Things that are the same are that we are here as Alaskans to do what Alaskans have done for a long, long time. And being kind of paternalistic people to start with, we're pretty proud of the fact that we are Alaskans, and we're pretty proud of the fact that occasionally we recognize great Alaskans. And there's nothing greater than to recognize Alaskans by Alaskans. And that's why we're here tonight, to recognize one man, and in recognizing that man, to honor the memory of the man, and to preserve a little of that memory that has meant so much to us for those who will follow after us. And that's why it is so great for me tonight. And as I recall, during the past year, that Mary Hale and I, as well as many others, the legislature authorized the statue and the commemoration of our great Senator Bartlett. They forgot to pass an appropriation, and we had little problems along the way with that. But we did accomplish what needed to be done so that we can be here tonight and be mighty proud of what we have done. And so in this regard, let me say that it's a great honor and privilege for me, on behalf of Governor Miller and the state of Alaska, to present this bronze of our senior senator, Bob Bartlett, to the University of Alaska, and in doing so, to put it in this particular context that Bob Bartlett was not only a great man, but a great Alaskan who spent a good part of his life in this community and in this university, was dedicated to a cause that we, residing in this great state, are dedicated to. And as we go from this night forward, we can search and reach for new goals and new objectives so that our lives might produce as much for the people we love and the state we serve as E.L. Bob Bartlett did.
Thank you, Secretary Ward. We're especially pleased and honored that Mrs. E.L. Bartlett could be with us today to assist in the unveiling of the bronze of her late husband. She, too, was a student here in the early days of the university, and her interest and support has continued through the years. Mrs. Bartlett will now unveil the plaque. Bronze. The bronze plate at the base has the seal of the United States Senate, and it reads as follows. E.L. Bob Bartlett, 1904-1968, presented to the University of Alaska by the State of Alaska, May 1st, 1970. And then there's a quotation from Bob's commencement address given here, May 23rd, 1960. The quotation is, "A university in its highest function is surely a mighty force, injecting moral value, intelligence, and vision into the life of the state." At the bottom is the name of the sculptor, Felix W. de Welden. The passing of Bob Bartlett on December 11, 1968, created a vacancy in the United States Senate. Under our statutes, his successor is appointed by the governor to serve until the next general election. We are honored to have that appointee with us today. He has carried on the good work of Bob Bartlett in the upper house with vigor, dedication, and high purpose. And I'm pleased to present our senior senator from Alaska, the Honorable Ted Stevens.
Thank you very much, Vidy and President Wood, Secretary of State Ward. I know that the occasion calls for words that would dignify this bronze. Vidy, you don't mind if I share the comment that you told me before. She said that the girls had wanted to send out that this was going to be an unveiling of a bust, and they didn't know whether that was proper, and Vidy tells me that Bob would have enjoyed the joke along with all the rest of us, I'm sure. We, I think, are unique Americans, not only because we're Alaskans, but because we have the ability to meet and know those who work for us, as well as those who work with us. Those who work for us, I feel, are those who are privileged to serve the state and its people. Few men have ever had the occasion of working as Bob Bartlett did to help create a state and then to see it through its formative years. I have on my office now, as one of your senators, a statement taken from John Kennedy's inaugural address, and many people ask me why I have this in my office, and yet I thought it would be apparent because the statement in President Kennedy's inaugural address referred to the passing of the torch. And I have this quotation immediately below the portrait of our two first senators, Senator Bartlett, of course, and Senator Greening. And I feel that the torch has passed on to another generation. No one knows greater than I, or more than I, how big the shoes are that Bob Bartlett wore in the Senate. I can tell you that there's not a day that goes by that one of Bob Bartlett's friends doesn't assist me to do my job for Alaska. And in all probability, the friendship that Bob Bartlett left in the Senate will live beyond many of us, because he was a man who believed that if you take care of the little things and do the things that you must do for your people, that you do not need the publicity or the national, the desire for national prominence, because he wanted and he has a place in Alaska's hearts. He certainly has a very deserved role in the future of this university, and I know that he will be remembered not only as the late delegate from the territory of Alaska and the first senior senator of Alaska, but he'll be remembered, I think, for a lot of little things. And I would call your attention to the rose. Bidey honored me by asking Ann and me a couple of times to come over while this bronze was being formed. Felix DeWeld and I have been friends for many years. And it's, something that is indicative of the life of Bob Bartlett, that he remembered little things. I'm glad that Felix remembered that little rose, because in this book, I intend to give this to President Wood. In the opening address, when we delivered the memorial addresses for Bob Bartlett in the Senate, Senator Mike Mansfield of Montana, the majority leader, pointed out that Bob had done many things, but he would remember the gesture when he brought the last rose from his garden to give to the lady who serves on our side of the aisle, Senator Smith of Maine, as he had always done. It was just one of the things that he remembered before he left Washington. And I am honored to be here to help you remember him, and I'm very pleased, Bidey, that you permitted us to be with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. And to conclude our program, don't sit down, Dr. Wood. I'm pleased to present the President of the University, Dr. William R. Wood.
Mrs. Bartlett, Secretary Ward, Senator Stevens, and friends of late Bob Bartlett, I accept this magnificent bronze as a very great privilege for the University of Alaska, for its faculty, for its students, for its alumni. We're proud to have it here. For it represents a very great man who believed in Alaska, believed in Alaskans, he believed in their institution, their university. He was a student here, as was Mrs. Bartlett. And I think it has set some examples for youth, which are going to be very difficult, perhaps, to follow, but which are very, very well worthwhile. I think he would have approved of this library. It is a very fine library, as Secretary Ward indicated. Mrs. Wood and I have had the privilege in the last two or three years of traveling in number of countries visiting universities on assignment. And everyone, there was either a brand new library or one under construction or one just recently completed in the last few years. And every university we attended, it's the center of the life of a place of learning. And this one, while by no means the largest, is actually one of the very best. And I know that Bob Bartlett would have approved of this. He would have been here this afternoon when we had a rather extraordinary seminar on the uses and abuses of a library, which we featured all of the academic vice presidents this institution has ever had, all four of them. And it was fun, but it was also serious. It was a great occasion. And I hope that all of you will come, as I know that Senator Bartlett would have come all the way from Washington on Sunday afternoon when we dedicate this to another great Alaskan, Elmer Rasmussen. So, in conclusion, let me simply repeat that the University of Alaska is very proud to have had Bob Bartlett and Mrs. Bartlett as students here. And we accept this magnificent statue, this magnificent bronze, in eternal memory of a very, very great Alaskan. Thank you.
This concludes our dedication program. Thank you and good evening. There is a lecture, I understand, at 8 o'clock downstairs in the Great Hall. You're all cordially invited to it.